Down in a town where the clouds stayed gray, a politician laughed at a clown one day. Said, you want respect? Then run against me. Try surviving 1 week in democracy. The clown said, buddy, you made a mistake. Hitched up his pants and ate funnel cake. Painted his bike with a glittering flame and signed the papers with a honking name. Meanwhile, the politician sat at home in a giant mansion with a gold-plated phone. Rain hit hard, but he didn't care. He brushed his mustache in a velvet chair. Said, I got status, I already won. While the clown was outside juggling in the sun. Kids laugh loud and the grandmas dance. Even grumpy old Larry unclenched his pants.
The clown hit corners all across the town. Did backflips sideways in a dressing gown. Balanced 10 chickens on a fishing pole. More affordable cheese.
Another screamed longer bathroom keys. But the clown stayed humble, rode block to block,
doing magic tricks with an old gym sock.
People lined up in the pouring rain
just to watch him wrestle an inflatable train.
Meanwhile, the politician sipped hot tea, polishing trophies that said, vote for me.
His campaign slogan was same as before,
which honestly sounded a little bit poor.
His wife rolled out kids outside. Even the dog slowly wandered outside.
They secretly biked to the clown's parade
and bought foam fingers and lemonade.
Election day came with dramatic suspense. The clown wore shoes that were 40 feet immense. The politician arrived in a limousine black
with heated seats and a diamond snack.
The clown rolled up on a squeaky bike with streamers attached and a rubber pipe.
Both with a serious face,
then sat real quiet in the counting place.
On Conqueror, the clowns in town
turned every frown completely around.
Rain kept falling, but nobody cared.
The clown brought joy everywhere.
Wave those pies and spin around.
Fun came back to the sleepy town.
Everybody sing it loud and clear.
Mayor Hunklebottom's
almost here.
The result.
Proudly himself wrote.
Even his family voted clown instead.
His wife wore rainbow wigs on her head.
His children yelled, long live Mayor Pie.
While launching cupcakes into the sky,
the clown stepped up with a tearful grin.
Set free ice cream for all begins.
Church bells rang and ducks saluted.
Even the statues looked less polluted.
Hong Kong hooray!
Instead of Cadillacs,
every Friday.
Friday became parade night.
And somehow the potholes got fixed just right.
From a bike in the rain to the mayor's chair,
the clown proved joy could repair despair.
Not with power, pride, nor a fancy name, but
laughter and kindness changed the game.
Now every child in the town believes
big dreams can grow from floppy sleeves.
And somewhere backstage with hope in his eyes,
a future clown candidate quietly rides.
Now elections are coming in a couple years more,
and there's already crowds outside the door.
The clown still waves from his tiny bike,
still trips on purpose and flies like a kite.
The old politician now sells
hot dogs
and
performs dramatic speeches to frogs.
But deep in town there's